discontinue the brands and pass the savings on to you.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This is the season of post-holiday clearance sales. Cheap clothes, bargain electronics, and how about a car? Today's Wall Street Journal reports General Motors is offering big bargains to help move product. Alisa Roth covers the auto industry for Marketplace, and she joins us live from our New York bureau. Good morning, Alisa.
Good morning.
What is GM doing?
Well, you'll remember that GM is discontinuing the Pontiac and the Saturn brands. So what GM wants to do is clear out those cars. It's going to offer dealers a $7,000 a car incentive to buy those cars themselves. This takes the cars off GM's books, and then the dealers can turn around and sell the cars to you, the public, at a huge discount. Now, there's an added bonus here, which is the offer is only good until January 4th. That's the last day for December car sales. So if a lot of dealers take advantage of the offer, GM's December car sales could end up looking really good.
And how little could I, the public, buy a car for?
Well, let's take the Pontiac G3. It's the cheapest in the Pontiac line. It's a little compact car. Its regular price is about $15,000. If the dealer passed on the whole incentive to you, you could end up paying as little as $8,000. So that's almost half off the regular price.
Yeah, almost half. That's pretty serious savings.
It is. It depends a little bit on whether you plan to resell the car or not, because these cars will technically be used cars. The dealer is actually the first owner, even if it doesn't drive them. And the cars are being discontinued, so they might not have a whole lot of resale value.
Right. Interesting. And speaking of discontinued, do you really want to buy a car that they're not making anymore?
Well, that's a question that a lot of people had when GM went into bankruptcy last year. Do I want a car that, you know, the brand may or may not exist? In this case, we know it's not going to exist. But GM is promising that the warranties will still be good, and it's going to continue to stock the parts and service the cars even after they quit making them. So,
okay. Marketplace's Alisa Roth, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
We'll get some more economic snapshots this morning. An index of November home prices is on the way, and that'll be followed by a reading on consumer confidence that's expected to show a rise in optimism. Some optimism around the world with European stocks mostly higher in light holiday trading. They're up less than 0.5%. Asian markets also rose slightly today. Oil prices are closing in on $79 a barrel now. They've been rising as the U.S. temperatures are falling. On Wall Street yesterday, that bump in holiday sales we saw helped stocks. Apple shares hit an all-time high. Airline stocks were down, though, after the attempted plane bombing over the weekend. The Dow rose another 27 points yesterday to its highest close in more than a year, 10,547. The Securities and Exchange Commission is really hearing it from investment advisors. The SEC is considering prohibiting advisors from making political contributions to win state business. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has our story.
The SEC wants to stop what's known as pay-to-play. Say I'm a financial advisor. I want to be hired to advise a state pension fund. I make a contribution to a politician in charge of awarding state contracts. And presto, I'm hired.
Advisors are hired because they're favorites or political friends, the exact reasons you probably shouldn't be hiring one of these advisors.
That's Lynn Turner. He's a former chief accountant at the SEC. He likes the proposed rules. They would prohibit investment advisors from working for state and local officials for 2 years if they made contributions of $250 or more. And the SEC would bar advisors from hiring third parties to try to drum up business. The agency is getting lots of comments on that. Small investment advisors say they need help marketing themselves. David Reuter says they have a point. He was chair of the SEC from 1987 to 89.
The smaller investment advisors don't have the ability to market themselves the way that the large investment advisors can.
The SEC commissioners will have the last word. They're expected to vote on a final rule early next year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Throughout the trading day, we're talking business and the economy on our blog, The Scratchpad. Check in with online host Scott Jagow and join the discussion at marketplace.org.
A nasty spat between Fox Broadcasting and Time Warner Cable could leave many viewers without their favorite shows beginning New Year's Day. Fox is asking higher carriage fees for its local and national programs. If Time Warner doesn't cough up, it will lose American Idol, The Simpsons, House, and NFL football from its lineup. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
This dispute may be over carriage fees, but the ads sound more like a wrestling show SmackDown. Here's Time Warner.
With TV networks demanding massive price increases, hundreds of thousands of you have spoken out. You've told us to get tough.
And in the other corner, Fox.
No Simpsons?
No!
No 24?
This is over!
No Fox? No way. TV with no Fox? Thanks a bundle, Time Warner Cable.
Philip Swan of TVPredictions.com thinks it's unlikely Time Warner will flinch at this point, meaning its cable systems in New York, Los Angeles, and other major markets could be no-Fox zones by New Year's Day.
TV providers are saying, look, we've got to cut costs, and the broadcasters are obviously saying, we've got very valuable programming that people want, and we're going to demand more money for it. And who loses? The consumer, as always.
Time Warner urges subscribers to vote online against Fox's price hikes to prevent higher cable bills. Fox tells viewers to vote on its website and to junk Time Warner Cable for satellite TV. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The maker of the popular Thomas and Friends children's toys has agreed to pay $1.25 million to settle charges it imported and sold toys with high levels of lead. The Consumer Product Safety Commission claims RC2 Corporation of Oak Brook, Illinois, knew that its Thomas and Friends wooden railway toys were high in lead when it imported them from China. The company denies that. And finally, an Anglican priest is telling poor people to go forth and shoplift. British Reverend Tim Jones told his parishioners Sunday, shoplifting does not violate the Eighth Commandment against stealing if you're poor and you take from large companies. The local archdeacon says the opinions expressed are those of Reverend Jones and not of the Church of England. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.